Bob Steele accepted the invitation to speak back in August, about a month after taking the reins at Wachovia, and only a few weeks before the bank was forced into a merger. Still, he kept his commitment to make the speech, and the scores of people who came to hear him were full of hope.
I hope this guy's going to talk about something relevant and interesting and upbeat, because that's what we need to hear.
David Harker is a partner at Doré Construction, and he came hoping Steele might say something to magically unclog the gears on new development in Uptown Charlotte.
If it's a good speech, I think people will be more interested in moving forward with projects. Everyone's been so dismal for so long now.
I don't think that he could say anything that would encourage me particularly.
Wachovia shareholder Ann Depta was more tempered in her expectations. She says she's upset and angry over the Wachovia acquisition, but hoped that in his speech, Steele might
give us some kind of sense of what they're going to do, which is probably not realistic. Other than that, I think it'll be interesting to hear his perspective.
Both Harker and Depta got what they expected, very little. Bob Steele said the merger is on track for completion by the end of the year. But he did say, frankly, he's disappointed Wachovia will not survive as an independent company.
But I think we have an obligation to be realistic and to accept reality that's been produced by market conditions. And the reality, we believe, is that the prospects for our company and for shareholders and for customers and for our colleagues are best served by combining with Wells Fargo, and we're excited about that combination.
Perhaps knowing he had no news to impart, Steele requested an informal setting for the event. He gave his brief speech sitting at a raised table at the front of the ballroom, and then turned to questions from a panel of Business Journal reporters.
Let me just stop there, if I can, and look forward, I guess, to answering the questions.
The reporters asked a few pointed ones, which Steele mostly evaded. For example, could Wachovia have survived had the federal government offered its bailout a few days earlier? Steele basically said, it's hard to speculate on that. Is it possible that the Wells-Wachovia merger will actually mean more jobs for Charlotte rather than less? Well, anything's possible. Can he offer any hope to cultural and sports groups that rely on Wachovia donations? On that question, Steele reminded the crowd that Wells Fargo supports community, but said things will change. He even managed to be vague about his own future. Here's Business Journal publisher Jeannie Faulkner.
You have already said you're not going to be part of the company, but could you talk to us a little bit about what you will be doing and whether you might have a board seat on the merged company?
Usually the question I get is, boy, I bet you wish you hadn't done this. And, you know, I look people right in the eye and say, you're wrong. It's been a privilege to be here in Charlotte. It's been a privilege to get to know the people at Wachovia. And it's so easy and unfair to kind of judge things on the last out or the last inning, and it shouldn't be done that way.
Steele went on to say he's right now focused on keeping the bank running full steam until the deal closes at the end of the year. But he didn't offer any insight on his plans post-deal, nor would he say if he'll be on the new bank's board. In the end, the man who could answer the burning questions and offer the most hope for the anxious crowd made only a 2-minute appearance by video.
I'm John Stumpf. I'm the president and chief executive officer of Wells Fargo & Company.
He said Wells supports the communities where it operates.
And I will give you this promise. We will do all we can do as a combined company to earn your trust and continue to be a community leader in Charlotte, North Carolina. Thank you.
With some polite applause, the crowd hurried out of the ballroom, not lingering to rehash the speech, no signs of relief on their faces. Mostly, they got what they expected from Steele, an exhortation to keep the faith, but no news that will make it any easier. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose.